Hello, folks. I want to welcome you back to another episode of Life Around the Fire. We are a podcast that is devoted to spiritual growth, primarily in the aspect or in the areas of our relationship with God, specifically as it pertains to the connection that we receive with God through Jesus Christ by His Holy Spirit. And so, I want to thank you for tuning in, and it's been really a very interesting past few days since the last episode. Interesting in the sense that I've been seeing some rather unique things taking place regarding people who have once had a vibrant relationship with God, and then for whatever reason, over the course of time, things have either gotten very just cold, or people have been disillusioned, or there have been a variety of things that have taken place. Maybe sin has come in a big way, or people have been sinned against in a big way. And as a result, the relationship with God has really been very, very difficult, if there's been any relationship at all. What I've been seeing is, and more, and it's quite encouraging, is the people that have been in that place of life, and I happen to have been one of them not too terribly long ago, where my life was really on the rocks, and the Lord God Almighty sovereignly reached into my life and touched me and brought me up out of that position and put me in a place where things are transformed, and they are being transformed on a regular basis now. Not without challenge. In fact, part of what we're going to be talking about today involves just that very thing, challenge. What do you do when there's challenging things in life? And I know that we've all heard stuff like this before, and this is not necessarily going to be a pep rally, you know, rah, rah, here's what we got to do when things are tough, because when things are tough. They're just tough. They're hard. And it's a lot of stuff goes on with it. But back to the point that I was getting at earlier regarding people, and there's been terminology like the prodigal son, the prodigals, people who've once known God, once had a relationship, they've fallen away, and they're coming back. Well, that's true. And you may be one of them who's listening right now, and you're saying, dude, you don't know my story. You don't know what I've been through, and you don't know anything at all. And you know what? Yeah, you're probably right regarding me. I probably don't know your story. I probably don't know everything you've gone through. However, there is something that's taking place, and you're listening for a reason, and part of that reason is the Holy Spirit is wooing you. He's drawing you. There's a movement of the Holy Spirit that's going on right now. There's a demonstration of the kingdom of God that's mounting. And as a result of some of the people who've been in a place of real dryness over the course of time, and things have been kind of dry. When you look at the condition of much of the American church and a lot of what's going on, maybe not in your personal life and maybe not in your fellowship, but if you look at things and you take it as a whole in America, we're in a pretty dry, desperate situation spiritually. We are divided. There's a tremendous amount of difficulty. There are just amounts of abuse that go, it's just stunning. It hurts my heart to even mention it. And it has to be mentioned because it is part of a situation that we're in, and we desperately need God. Now, the beautiful thing is that there are things that are taking place that give great indication, strong indication, that God is doing a significant thing again. And that's one of the things that I'm thankful for, that if you're one of the prodigals, don't be surprised if the wooing of the Holy Spirit gets stronger and stronger, and your resistance gets weaker and weaker when it comes to relationship with God. My encouragement is surrender, man. Surrender. Repent. Repent, man. Turn from the garbage. Just turn from it. Follow the direction of the Holy Spirit and change direction. Follow His direction. Stop doing things that are hurting you. Stop doing things that are hurting other people. Stop it. Stop it right now. Change your direction. You say, well, I've been doing this for a long time. It's just part of who I am. It's become part of who you are, but it's really not who you are. Who you are is found in Jesus Christ. It's not found in what you're doing with your life now in rebellion or in isolation or in painful, just licking your wounds. That's not who you are. That may be what you've become, but it's not who you are. So, if you're that person who is a prodigal, as it were, and you've once had a vibrant relationship with God, but right now it's dead, I prophesy to you that it's not going to be dead much longer, that the Spirit of God is working on your heart, working on your mind, and drawing you closer to Him. Now, if you're one of the people who has been hearing this stuff for a long time, you're like, hey, man, I've been around for a minute, and I've been talking and hearing about the movement of the Spirit of God, the great move of the Spirit of God for 25 years. I've been listening to it for 35 years. I've been listening to it for 10 years. I've been listening to this stuff, and all it is a bunch of talk. You know what? I feel for you, because I once felt something similar. I was like, are you kidding me? Am I going to hear another talk about the great move of God? Am I going to hear another prophecy about, okay, God's on the move and He's doing this and He's doing that? And the fact of the matter is, the timing of God is not the same as the timing of people. When things have been prophesied, oftentimes things have been spoken of in advance, and it sounds as though they're going to be happening immediate, but in all reality, it could be years down the road. But in the scope and the scheme of things, eternally, it's very quick. 100 years is a blink. 50 years is just a whisper. 10 years, nothing to it. Now, on our end, it's like, oh, wow, that's a long time. You know, this is really a drag, especially if there's pain involved. Now, there's teachings that Jesus has regarding this whole element of the kingdom of God, and that's not really going to be the overall focus at this particular point in time. The focus will always be on the kingdom of God. The overriding, overshadowing emphasis is on the kingdom of God, because that is what Jesus came proclaiming, the good news of the kingdom of God. For me to break down an entire episode now again on the kingdom of God, I'm just going to refer you back to others that we've talked about and check them out, listen to them, and if you need more information, you can contact me at lifearoundthefire@gmail.com. fire mail an email. I'd be glad to send you information to help you in your search of the scriptures regarding the kingdom of God. So anyway, thing that I want to emphasize today is that there's going to be times where there's seemingly prolonged waiting or seemingly prolonged desert times or dry times, or again, where things seemingly have been or are being delayed. And the encouragement in that is this: those times are times where our faith is growing, or at least it has the opportunity to grow. Our faith does not need to grow when everything is visible and clear. Our faith grows when things are seemingly distant and unclear, and we have to believe that God is, and that He's a rewarder of those who diligently seek Him. And it requires faith to do that. And the fact of the matter is, God is looking and wanting us to grow in faith here on earth, because it's preparing us for eternity. It's preparing us for life after the resurrection. I'm going to say that one again. The stuff that we're going through right now that's causing our faith to grow, the dry times, the difficult times, the things that are challenging, those points are points in which we are being prepared for greater things, the reward that the Father wants to give us after the resurrection. The immediate gratification culture that we are in would like us to get everything right now. The other day, a friend of mine was laughing at themselves because they were thinking about the fact that they were griping at the microwave for taking too long to make something. Right? The microwave taking too long to make something. Well, that just goes to show how we've been conditioned to have things so immediate. Now, we can get some immediate rewards. We get rewards by doing things in front of people so people will say, wow, that's really great. That's so awesome, man. And we get built up and, you know, it's like, all right, good. I'm glad finally someone noticed. Well, there's your reward. But sometimes we're doing things and it seems like no one is seeing except God. And, you know, that except God is not the consolation prize for someone who's noticing. People are not the big prize to notice what you're doing. People are the consolation prize, and God is the big prize. So, I'm going to read from the book of Matthew, chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, regarding a parable that Jesus was teaching concerning the kingdom and the coming of the Son of God, the end of the age. Pretty amazing parable that he was teaching. And I'm going to make a few comments on that, and then we're going to have some time of prayer. And hopefully this is a point of encouragement for those of us who are going through dry times. And the dry times are coming to an end. We're going to be seeing revival in its fullness coming very, 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 very soon. We're seeing tastes of it right now. It's not going to require much faith during revival, during the manifestation, during the sovereign move of God, because that's the sovereign move of God. It's when things seem dry, that's when we have to believe. So, Jesus, in Matthew chapter 25, verses 1 through 13, said, "At that time, the kingdom of heaven will be like 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. 5 of them were foolish and 5 were wise. The foolish ones took their lamps but did not take any oil with them. The wise, however, took oil in jars along with their lamps. The bridegroom was a long time in coming, and they all became drowsy and fell asleep. At midnight, the cry rang out, hears the bridegroom come out to meet him. Then all the virgins woke up and trimmed their lamps. The foolish ones said to the wise, "Give us some of your oil, our lamps are going out." "No," they replied, "there may not be enough for both us and you. Instead, go to those who sell oil and buy some for yourselves." But while they were on their way to buy the oil, the bridegroom arrived. The virgins who were ready went in with him to the wedding banquet, and the door was shut. Later, the others also came. "Sir, sir," they said, "open the door for us." But he replied, "I tell you the truth, I do not know you. Therefore, keep watch, because you do not know the day or the hour." We could take days and study and listen and find different angles to that particular parable. It's so powerful. The point of the matter that I'm making today is this, that there are going to be times where things are delayed. And what do we do when things are delayed, or there's dry times, or there's difficult times? What do you do when you've been praying for that particular thing in your life? Maybe it's a son, maybe it's a daughter, maybe it's a husband, maybe it's a wife, maybe it's a situation at work where you just would like it to change, and it really is a good thing that you're praying for, but it doesn't seem to be happening yet. There's a thing of persistence that causes our faith to grow that's important now, but also the reward that we're looking for is down the road, not necessarily all of it right now. The kingdom is being manifest in different stages, in different ways, in different times, in different magnitudes. It's growing. We're in another time right now where the manifestation of the kingdom of God is going to be massive. It's going to be significant. It's going to be very, very, very difficult for us to remember what it was like to have God seem like he's far away because of the intensity of his presence. However, that is not the prize of him by itself. It's beautiful to see what takes place during revival, people's lives transformed, healings, signs, wonders, the manifestation of the kingdom of God so we can see it. But it's not the end yet, and it's not the resurrection. We have some things that are in store for us beyond this that we don't want to miss out on. There are some things that we don't want to miss out on that we're not going to receive in this lifetime yet. And we have to believe that God not only loves us, but that he rewards us. And that our going through difficult times is a means by which we can grow in our faith, so that our place after the resurrection and our spot to rule and reign with Jesus, this is training ground for that. Kind of like David being anointed king, and then he became king years later, and what he went through between the anointing and the becoming king was very, very, very important. Very important. It's important for us to receive that new life in our life, being born again by the Spirit of God, and then what happens between now and the resurrection of the dead is very, very, very important. It's kind of like training ground. What do we do with the anointing? Well, my prayer today is that there would be a source of encouragement for you, and also for those of you who are being called to come home, or maybe this is the first time you've ever heard anything like this. And part of it's confusing, but part of it's really like drawing you. That's cool. That means that the Holy Spirit is at work in your life and he's drawing you into relationship. That is a powerful thing. My encouragement to you is to allow him to continue to woo you. There will more than likely be people that will be coming your way that will be explaining some other things to you. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. It's his job to bring people to Christ. He will use us, but it's not my job to turn you into some kind of Christian. It'd be my job to keep you that way. I can't do that. Nobody can. Only God can. So you may be someone who, though, has had relationship with God and has just gone bad. And he's calling you back because, hey, he loves you. Or you're in a dry time and you're like, I'm having a hard time with this thing, man. This believing stuff is getting old. Man, Holy Spirit, come. Let me pray. Father, first and foremost, again, thank you for your love. Thank you for your kingdom, God. Thank you for your pleasure, the things that please you, that they will be done on earth as they are being just continually accomplished in heaven. And that your kingdom will manifest itself on earth as it is complete in heaven. And Father, for those who need something today, who are just living in a dry time, that there would be bread, God, that there would be encouragement, that there would be a source of encouragement, knowing that it's not in vain. They're not waiting in vain. They're not praying in vain. They're not doing something. They're not being stupid by just believing you. They are actually participating in their own training ground right now, God. So, Father, give them strength. Give them power. Give them encouragement. Give each person a sense of hope, a sense of life, a sense of faith, God, that there would be that sense that would well up within them so that there would be the ability to continue on and also to see things to the end, not to quit, to be diligent, to be persistent. Father, God, I pray that that would be the thing that would rise up within us, the thing of persistence and the thing of diligence, and that there would be a heart for that we would be a people that would be strong in the face of persecution, in the face of opposition, in the face of adversity, in the face of just dry times, God, that we would be a people that would rise up and that we'd be strong in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I thank you. I ask that your Spirit would come upon us, rise up from within us, and be the counselor around us in Jesus' name. Amen. That's probably one of my favorite parts of this podcast is praying. And by the way, thank you for praying. The outreach of this particular podcast it blows my mind to see who it's reaching, how it's happening, and word of mouth is where it's at. If you have someone that you think could benefit from this, just go ahead and share it with them. Say, hey, man, check this out. And just kind of like leave it at that. For those of you that are tuning in regularly, thank you, man. Thank you. That encourages me because it's part of who I am. And so I think I'll just leave it at that right now. And I look forward to the next episode. And in the meantime, man, hey, just keep on keeping on. I love you. Talk to you later. Bye.